You're listening to the Hijab Forum podcast, a podcast that inspires creatives to make meaningful content to pursue their passions. My name is Manira, and I am the creator of the Hijab Forum, and I sit down with entrepreneurs and everyday people to talk about their processes, the lessons they've learned, and how to make an impact. So grab your favorite jersey hijab, underpiece that most likely will slip off anyway, and get ready to amplify your life. So welcome back to the Hijab Forum. I have here Huda Hamid, who is a brand strategist and is a branding and marketing expert. Her Fempreneur Secrets podcast now is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and serves as a platform for female entrepreneurs to gain resourceful insights on how to grow their brand with the right tools and techniques. She also shares how her journey allowed her to experience real life problems in the business world and how she overcame them and continued to strive on without letting that bring her down. So welcome, Huda. How are you?
I'm good. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure even getting you on the show. First off, let's get to know you a little bit more. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what made you become an entrepreneur?
Okay, so my background is going to be a little bit long because I've been doing entrepreneurship and business pretty much my whole life. So right now I'm 28, and my first unofficial business was when I was 8 years old. So I sold handmade bracelets. So I'm not sure whether you know about a trend probably in the 90s about friendship bracelets.
Yes. my days.
Yes, exactly. So that I did that. I sold those friendship bracelets to my classmates. And at the time I was 8 years old, our pocket money to school was probably like 50 cents, Singapore dollars. And so it wasn't much, but I sold it to them at 20 cents. So that's like a huge portion.
That's and, great. Yeah.
So my pocket money to school was 50 cents, but I got a 20 cents extra. And I usually spend it on a cake, chiffon cake. During my break time.
That's really good. No, that's awesome.
So along the way in my life, I continue my pursuit for business and to learn a little bit more about how it's like to run businesses. So I officially started my first business around 2004-2005 in the space of handmade stationery. So stationery in itself being handmade is a very challenging market because it requires a lot of effort and time to be there to create the products. So during that time, I was still studying, I was still in school. It was a profitable business. It's just that at that time, I wasn't sure on how to scale and grow my business so that I didn't have to I didn't have to mass produce because I really wanted it to still have the handmade touch. So because of that dilemma, I put my dad business on hiatus in 2014 to focus on my current business, which is a photography company, then a videography company.
That's really good. That's awesome.
Yeah. So a little bit about that company. We started off in 2014 as a photo booth company. And then from there, we got a lot of clients who keep asking us about whether we could do photography for them. And we said yes. And then fast forward to today, they still work with us and they ask us whether we can do videography works instead. And that is what we've been focusing on. So we've moved and shifted our business according to times and the demands from our client. So now that company called Blissel & Co, it houses the future brands that I have, inshallah.
Inshallah. That's amazing. Yeah, and
thank you so much. And you mentioned about Fempreneur Secrets. So Fempreneur Secrets is my passion project. So I have a passion for educating women entrepreneurs about business because I feel that business is one knowledge that every woman should have. It is like a life skill that you should have. And I've been, you know, with all the experience that I've gained throughout the years, I feel that it is necessary for me to pass on this knowledge to the next generation of women entrepreneurs so that they can be able to survive through tough times. And business becomes like the way of life for them. So that's why I started Fempreneur Secrets.
Oh, that's awesome. Your journey is obviously very complicated, but you've never given up and you didn't let one project was not enough. Most people think that once you get into just even the handmade bracelets, people would just be like, okay, well, I had a business and now I'm going to start working a 9-to-5. You just kept going and said, what can I do next? What can I do next? And that is drive that you don't see often. So I applaud you for that, especially being a female. It's hard to even think that we can do it at that young of an age. So congratulations.
No, thank you so much.
So one thing that I always try to do and can be tough sometimes, is finding a teachable moment in rough times. I heard one of your previous podcasts and your episode for the 5 ways failure helped in business in particular definitely stood out to me. Can you talk a bit about how you got yourself out of that situation with your business, knowing what happened and knowing you lost all your work? I know it's a little bit of a tough subject for you because you did mention that it was hard to even record that episode. So I don't mean to put you on the spot, but maybe we can make this a moment for everyone else who has a hard time in their business and maybe did the same thing, lost their files and didn't have it backed up. How would you go about maybe talking about that in a positive light?
Sure. It was difficult for me because at the time when I was recording the episode, it was opening up old wounds, and it just reminded me over and over again about how it wasn't easy for me to go through that particular moment. I think here the thing that I want to bring forth is that when you fall down, the only way next is to get up. So you just have to figure out a way on what to do next. So if you find that there's no way to get out of that rut, then you have to accept the fact that it's already meant to happen and it's been decreed upon you. So go on, pick yourself up and find what next that you can do. Because at the end of the day, what is the driving force that, you know, drives you? Is the reason behind why you started your business because of the need to make money for yourself? Or is it because you have a bigger mission in mind? You know, in a recent study that I read, it's really interesting because when we compare women entrepreneurs with male entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs usually create their businesses surrounding a topic that they believe in. So they have a passion driving the business because they have a bigger mission at the end of the day. But for men and male entrepreneurs, they're more driven with a good product because they know a good product will lead to increase in revenue. So that in a sense is very capitalistic. But women entrepreneurs are very down to the heart. So if you know exactly what your mission is and why you do business, what is the reason behind why you do what you do, it really gets you far forward. So for my case, when it was the lowest moment in my life where I lost all my designs.
Yeah, I know. It really, honestly, I felt your pain. I'm like, oh my God. And it's hard when it's like creative work that you put together, not anybody else that you can find online afterwards on Google, you know? So yes. Yeah, sorry, continue.
No worries. Because you see the thing, like when I was doing that handmade stationery business of mine, I knew that I couldn't be doing all the designs on my own. So I actually hired some designers as well. And I totally understand if me losing their designs was my responsibility, my fault, and that if I want to gain it back, I would have to pick them again. I understand that because I understand the work that is put into the designs. Yes. So I knew right then that the effort putting in into the business, the amount of money that I paid in to buy those designs were like incremental. It was not a lump sum. So having to pay a lump sum at that point in time didn't make business sense for me. Didn't make financial sense either. So I of course had to gather all the courage, and also in the sense that I had to make sure that I knew what I wanted to do. And the purpose of me running business is to gain the experience so that I can be where I am today to encourage other women entrepreneurs. So I knew that was a setback that I had to face, and I just carried on. Yeah, I think
it makes it harder when you don't find help. But the fact that you didn't need anybody to help you and you said, no, I'm going to figure out a way, that alone shows that you knew that you could do more than just give up. And giving up is one of the hardest things that people can't stop doing. I think it's kind of addicting to think about it, where people are like, oh, I'm just going to give up on that. Oh, I'll just do that later. Oh, no, that was boring. I'll do something else. That's amazing. And that's great. I'm glad that you overcame that. And look at you now, right? It made you open a new chapter. So that's great. And also you said you had closure. I don't know if you remember that episode when you mentioned that even just kind of telling yourself, you know what, let me just get rid of everything else. I'll just let it go. That alone is so hard for people to do, even with relationships or anything like that. Closure is so important. People tend to delay that process because it means the end. And it's a fear of like, am I really stopping this chapter? What if? And the fact that you said, no, it's over. I'll do something new. Like I've had my time with that. My time with that is part of my journey is over, and let me start the new journey. And you closed it completely. So congratulations on that as well.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much. I think closure is really important for that stage in life. Like when you face that difficulty, that calamity, and when you fail, it's not the end of the world, but you just have to gather and muster enough courage to go through the next stage in life. You basically just need to know what is it that you need to do next. Mm-hmm. And of course, for me, selling those all the resources that I have in relation to that business took me about a year and a half, because it was, of course, like what you say, it was difficult to move on. Mm-hmm. But it was necessary, and it was a necessary process for me to go through that.
Yeah, I could only imagine. And it was like your baby, right? It's your business. It's, you birthed it, you brought it into this life, and now you had to let it go. So no, that's very strong. It's a strong feature. And I'm amazed that you're continuing to move forward. It's great. And thank you for even sharing that with us. It's amazing.
You're most welcome. I hope it benefits in one way or another.
No, this is definitely good for even anybody else to hear. Like, it's hard to even see, even Muslim women, you know, we go through a lot, but we don't hear about it too often. And when we do hear about it, like, oh, that happened to you too, and you're okay. Oh, I guess I'm going to be okay. And it's like, what did you do to get better? And the fact that you outlined it is so important. It's so important because we don't have enough representation in our lifestyles, right? And when we see that, like, you look at you now, you have a podcast, and look at us putting out this podcast, just showing that we do have a voice is enough for people to be like, oh, I guess I'm not the only one that wears the hijab, that does this, that looks like me. And you know, it's great. And thank you for even like talking about it. It's amazing. So my third question is, what advice would you give to your younger self?
I think the biggest advice I would give to my younger self is to kind of like shut off the noise that people have always been telling you when it comes to business, especially in today's day and age. In fact, I just sat through a webinar, and this presenter was targeting young boys and girls who are under the age of 18, telling them that they have the rights to drop out of school because they can be millionaires. And that is something that I feel that you shouldn't advocate to youngsters, because an education is necessary, and having the most basic of education is really important. So I dropped out of university at my final year because I wasn't able to afford financially at the end of the year when my father passed on.
Sorry to hear.
No worries, it's okay. I mean, I've gone through the mm-hmm. most difficult hurdle in my life, but mm-hmm. here I am today, like 10 years after that, and I still continue to study. I'm doing my degree part-time now, so I'm studying at night. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really just feel that education is important, and here we are, you know, like for my case, and I believe a lot of other entrepreneurs out there, we are all fighting for the right of education for a lot of people around the world. And then there are people like this who are telling the younger generation that education is not important. So the biggest advice I would give is, no matter what people say, no matter how big your dream is, you still need to have a formal education.
I agree. I definitely agree with that. And that's great advice, because even now, like, we see people becoming Instagram famous and then just be like, well, I'm going to keep being, no, that's a one hit wonder. That's what we would call it when we were younger. Like, you remember those songs that we'd see and be like, oh my God, that song's so great. And they just never made another song because they lived off that fame and thought, maybe they even thought, that's all I needed, just this one hit to make my money, and then I'll keep it moving. But money runs out and you need to make more. And even being successful in your life, like, if you give up something that important for 5 minutes of fame or a dream of $1 million, like you said, that with the younger boys, like giving you a false dream that you could become a millionaire. Yeah, that's for the bare minimum. And people don't understand that you have to think of yourself, I always say, as the exception, not the exception to the rule, as a part of the rule. And you only become the exception when you overwork, you under promise and you over deliver. And I think most people forget that. Yeah. And they think, oh, you know what? If this person could do it, I can get away with it. And it's kind of like always like halving the process, thinking that you can still get the full results. So no, that's great advice. And most people definitely need to hear that, because nowadays everybody's famous off of something on Twitter or on Instagram or on Facebook. And then they think, that's it. I'm the person who did this. That's my name. Yeah, you're that for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Actually, this is a really good point as well, because at that time when I actually dropped out of university, I really thought that I'm still young. I have a future ahead of myself. Even if I don't get a 9-to-5 job, I have the skills and have the capabilities to start my own business and I'll be successful. But lo and behold, it's not that easy.
Yeah. Most people don't know that. It's, but at least you tried it. At least you tried it. So you knew from your own experience, you know, that's good. Good for you. Yeah. So let me move on to my next question, because this one is my favorite question. It took me a lot of time to put it together because I wanted it to sound as understandable as possible, because it's kind of a difficult thing to, I guess, grasp when you think about it right away. You're like, oh, I never thought of that. So my question to you is, so in 2019, and even like the most like 2018, 2017, ever since Instagram and all these apps started to become more popular, different types of career paths have started to become more and more apparent. For example, modeling on just Instagram, and then you get picked up by a modeling agency, or even having a vlog on YouTube. You know, people think that that's a career now because it makes the money, right? And they can buy a house now and stuff like that. With the rise of technology and social media and never heard before jobs being created from these types of platforms, they are very wildly popular and very successful. Of course, our parents, who did not witness this kind of technological advances while they were growing up and went to traditional schools and traditional workplaces, 9-to-5, you know, the mom stayed home and the dad was working. So I would say your mom, since you did say your father passed away, how would your mom describe what you do for a living?
Yeah, I really love this question, because to begin with, both my parents are very unconventional parents. From the very beginning, I think it's lovely from the very beginning that my parents always believed that business and entrepreneurship is a skill that you must have, and it's really important for you to know what to do. Mm-hmm. So all my siblings have started run their own business at one point in their life before, and that was a lot attributed to the skills and the lessons that my father himself taught us. And my father was a businessman himself.
Okay, mashallah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he was the one who I think was a little bit weird in my point of view, was that he told me that, why do I need to study so hard? Because I was like a studious student. I really study very hard. And here my father would knock on my door and say, why are you studying so hard in the middle of the night? At the end of the day, you're just going to run your own business. You don't need all this.
No, he's right. He was right.
He was right. He predicted the future in that sense. Yes. But I told him that a formal education is still important, and I need to be able to prove to you and, you know, to make you proud, I need to do this. So then he understood how it was like. But if you were to ask right now today, if I were to ask my mother to maybe share with my aunties, for example, about what I do, know what to say. She would just say that I'm teaching. So that's as much as she can say.
Well, she's right. It's teaching in the new world, right? It's like,
yes.
Like my brother, sorry to be personal, but my brother is, when he does his assignments online, I say, oh, where's your assignment? He said, it's done. I submitted. I'm like, but how? He's like, no, I uploaded it to Google Drive in Google Docs from my teacher. And I'm like, really? That's so weird, because the way they teach now is even different. So what you are doing is technically is teaching. So congrats. Like, I think your mom had that right on the head. Like, she knew exactly what you do, which is great.
Yes, that's amazing, actually. I think it's spot on. Education is the general theme that I am doing, but she doesn't know exactly what it is. So it's good enough that she says I'm a teacher.
Well, you do look like a professional teacher, so she's right. She's absolutely right. And you do it very well. Okay, so if you had to identify one major habit or ritual that you do that you've seen has helped you become successful, what would that be?
Okay, I really love this question, and I feel that this question is like the epitome of being a successful entrepreneur or being a successful person altogether. Mm-hmm. So the if you don't mind, I'm going to add one more. So it's not one, but two.
Okay, go right ahead. Whatever helps you. The situation is great.
So I have two major ritual or habit that I do every single day. So the first one is in the morning when I wake up, besides, you know, fulfilling our responsibilities as a Muslim.
Yes.
I would actually spend at least 1 hour educating myself. So be it in the form of e-learning or listening to podcasts or actually reading something. So it's always developing myself, increasing knowledge. So that is the key. Because I feel that a lot of times, probably not so obvious, but as Muslims, we tend to forget the value of istiqomah. So being better than we are yesterday.
Yes.
And that is very critical. So when we are doing anything in life, we have been taught in Islam that we need to be better than who we are yesterday. And when we do this kind of things, like we improve our knowledge, we improve our skills, we are already one step better than we are the day before, because we've never done that, we've never read that, we've never heard that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's one. The other thing that I really love doing is that I spend a lot of time communicating with other women entrepreneurs on Facebook, Facebook groups. It's not too, you know, like some people will see that as a waste of time. Of course, I moderately time myself. I spend no more than 1 hour a day. I actually set a timer on my phone. And then like that's nowadays with the advancements of technology, you have the ability to really track how much time are you spending on those apps.
Yeah, definitely. Good addition to the iPhone for sure. But yes.
Yeah, so I spend a lot of time communicating with women entrepreneurs because I feel that the more knowledge we share, the better it is for the community and the better it is for the world. So whatever knowledge we have, what's the point of keeping it inside our body, right? Mm-hmm. So we just share it. So if we can't share it in a means that will actually help us earn a little bit of money for our own sustenance, we can always share it in other ways. So that's what I do every single day.
That's awesome. And you know what? You're absolutely right. With every morning having that little bit of a break where your mind is, first of all, I believe that our mind is the most vulnerable to learning and to soaking up information in the morning. Right after you pray, Fajr, I feel like you're just alert for, I don't know, maybe Allah is helping us be morning people and get things done as soon as we wake up instead of doing everything at night when your body's already drained and you're de-energized and you're ready to unwind. I find that that's a great time for me as well. So yes, I do agree with you on the first one for sure. And also on the second one where you go out there and connect with other people. And that's how we met, right? I found you on there and I messaged you and I said, hey, like, I would like to get something done with us. I think we can collaborate and bring about a better message for other female entrepreneurs because I noticed you're Muslim too. And I'm like, oh my God, there's another Muslim who's also learning and trying to teach the world from her point of view, which is very hard to find. And hard to find in the sense where it's like constant, you know, always persistent, consistent. You're very consistent, mashallah, and you're very on the ball with your workload. And I find that to be very, very inspiring for a lot of people to even see and hear about. So thank you for continuing to do that on a platform where you're accessible to anybody who's also looking to do better for themselves.
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much.
So my sixth question, I know I have a lot of questions here, but I think the more I can get, the better. What message can you give to our female entrepreneurs of today?
Is this just female entrepreneurs, or are you specifically targeting maybe women in hijab?
You know what? I think because some people are Muslim, but they don't wear the hijab, and some people also want to become Muslim and don't know much about it. But I don't want to make them feel excluded. So I did reword the question, yes. I was originally supposed to be that, but I said, you know what? A lot of people would probably want the same advice. Even if you do have an answer that is more directed to Muslim women, I think that will help people who don't wear the hijab either and who aren't Muslim and just want to learn a bit more about what message you have to offer to them.
Okay, cool. So no problem. I will definitely make it more more neutral in that sense.
Okay. Well, no, I would like to hear your answer too. Maybe it can help somebody who who is a Muslim and just wants to know what you can do for them. And even the ones who aren't can be like, oh my God, she's so inspiring, because you are. And then they can probably put that together and maybe adjust it and adapt it for their lifestyles.
Sure. Let me try to word it in a way that is positive. Okay.
All right. Go right ahead.
Okay. With the difficult times that Muslims all around the world are going through, with a lot of discrimination, especially towards Muslim women, because, you know, we wear the hijab, or it's just so obvious that we're Muslim women because of our names. I feel that it is important to know that we have to hold on to our identity, and our identity is the one that makes us. So if we deviate even a little bit away from that, just because we fear of something that is, you know, that's going to happen to us, it's going to not make us who we are, and it won't make us happy. It will make us more, it makes us hate ourselves even more, because we're not fighting for what we believe in. Mm-hmm. So the greatest form of da'wah in that sense, or even trying to reach out, is actually being who you are and being really authentic about yourself, being honest. So the biggest advice or message that I can give to women entrepreneurs everywhere in the world today, Muslim, non-Muslim, is to believe in yourself, have mm-hmm. faith in yourself, mm-hmm. and that you need to know that the world needs motivation just like you. So yes. You are a source of motivation. Don't give up on that.
Amazing. No, that's beautiful advice. And I think even just knowing that you have a voice that can even help one person, you've helped the world in a way, because that person can help somebody else and somebody else. And you're absolutely right to just keep going and don't give up. Those are three words I think that should be put on everybody's wall when they wake up. The first three things they see is don't give up. And that's it. And then yes. Just keep it going, right?
Don't give up and believe in yourself, because I think, you know, a lot of the quotes available out there online is always don't give up. But how about believing in yourself? You have to believe in yourself. You have faith that you are on the right track.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. You're right. You have to trust your gut and trust yourself, because if you can't trust yourself, then how do you expect anybody else to kind of trust you to say the things that they need to hear? Absolutely. It all goes hand in hand, I think.
Exactly.
Yes. So we are coming to the end of our episode, and I wanted you to just tell us a little bit about your current work and what you're doing now. I know you do have a course. I was looking at your website, and honestly, mashallah, because I would not be able to run a course and actually deliver the things you're delivering to the participants. And that's a beautiful, like, you're like on the ball when it comes to, I'll give you this as a bonus and I'll do this. And that's very, very, that makes you promise to yourself to stay on track and to keep your word, which is hard for a lot of people to do. So mashallah, congratulations on that. So if you can just tell us a little bit more about what you're doing right now, and where can we can find more information about you and your work?
Sure. Right now, I'm focusing on delivering as much knowledge as I can to as many people as I can around the world. Mm-hmm. A couple of things are going on, but if you were to find me, you can find me on my website, which is fempreneursecrets.com. I can give you the link directly, and then you can find it out. Yes. And what happens is that I am going to be conducting courses in two-pronged approach. The first one is online, followed by offline. So mm-hmm. offline are local courses that I'm offering in Singapore. And also coming up in March, we are offering a course that is happening in Brunei. So I'm going to tap as much as I can in Southeast Asia before I go on to other parts of the world. Mm-hmm. And then we have the online courses. Our online courses are actually structured quite uniquely, because the focus of those online courses is more of, I want to teach you the knowledge, but I want you to apply it. So the application is always a tough part. So the fees is going to be, you will see that the fees is a little bit higher than you would an actual course, simply mm-hmm. because you will get that personal time with me to coach you and guide you until you get to where you need to be.
Yes. And even looking at the way you coached yourself and you're still standing, that shows a lot. Like, you are the product, you are your own product. in action. So people can look and she'd be like, well, look at what she went through. I would have gave up. You know, that's them thinking, well, if that happened to me, I would have gave up. If this was my barrier and my obstacle, I would have said no. But you kept it going and you kept bringing more ideas and you kept going. And your website's amazing and your podcast is amazing. You guys definitely need to check out her more episodes. It's very, very detailed. And she also gives you quick little snippets of what to do and how to get to the point right away. So please check her out. I'll be putting her link in the show notes for you to access. And I'll also take the link that you did say you were going to send me, and I'll also link that to the show notes for everyone to find you. Amazing. I really recommend that. I wish you were in Canada so we can meet in person and maybe you could have gave me some insight on a few things before I started my website for the forum. So thank you for that information. I think this has been great. Thank you so much for giving us so much of your time. I know you're a very busy person. I do have you on Facebook and I know how that is, just trying to get a hold of people across the world. So thank you for even giving us time today to connect and let us share your voice with the world, the best way how, and that's you saying it to the world yourself. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, that concludes our episode, and we'll be hoping to meet you in person, inshallah, and maybe hear more from you in next episodes in the future.
Okay, sure. Actually, I just have a few questions regarding Hijab Forum.
Oh, of course. Definitely. Go right ahead.
So just share with me a little bit about what is the mission behind Hijab Forum.
Okay, so the mission behind the Hijab Forum. So when we started the forum, it was literally a forum. This is the past 2 years. We've been running it as an actual forum, kind of like Reddit, but we directed to Muslim women. So in the beginning, we had people just posting about daily hijab things that were happening to them, like, you know, hijab struggles, keeping it on, how to put it on, different ways to keep, like tutorials and how to dress with the hijab, and making it appropriately worn instead of disrespecting it and just wearing it with like a t-shirt or something. And not, some people don't even know that they can't do that. So kind of using it as an educational platform as well. And then we kind of decided to move it towards a place for entrepreneurs to kind of experience and express themselves without having to create a website. Sometimes people don't know that they don't know how to make a website. Some people don't know how to run a store. So, and they then can't afford to run a store. And nowadays nobody really runs a store anymore. Everything's done on Instagram, right? Or on Facebook. They're selling and buying things online. So what we decided to do, So what we decided to do was we changed the whole interface of the website and made it a blog in the front page. And then we gave everybody their own platform within the website to have a free space, really. And we would do free marketing. We would do free advertising for them, only to kind of gain, to give them more access to the world and give them a voice and not to feel restricted for them. Because usually when you have an Instagram page, you are DMing all the time and people get DMs, especially when you run a business. I'm sure you know this. You get so many DMs that you forget to respond because you left it open and then you forgot to go back to it. But when it comes to, so some people have the same questions and then you have to keep repeating your answer and it gets repetitive and you just end up copying and pasting and then that looks very impersonal. So what we decided to do was give them up space on the website to connect with their own, so their brand would have their own link and then they would connect with their customers directly through there. And it would become like a forum and people who have the same question can just kind of scroll up and say, oh, somebody already asked that question, instead of wasting their time trying to contact the seller and then not hearing back for a few weeks and then probably missing a sale because they're waiting to hear back from the seller. We've heard that before, you know, from other people, and we kind of use their feedback to make that a piece of that. And another reason why we started the platform was to just give people a voice to even express the hard things. Like when it comes to Reddit, I don't know if you've ever used Reddit's platform. People ask some really tough questions and they really want genuine answers. And you'll find questions about marriage. You know, you find questions about loss, grief, and they don't know how to express themselves. You find people talking about, I don't want to live with my family anymore, or even having questions about like, can I run my own business and have a family? And they're generally looking for honest answers because they can't ask people closest to them. And that's when it comes down to like, who can I talk to? And there's nothing like that for Muslim women, I feel like. Right. I was looking for answers back in my time. So when I look back now, I'm like, oh my God, if I had those answers back then, I probably would have went further earlier in life. But alhamdulillah, Ilahi always has a plan bigger than our plan. And I think the way it happened right now for me was to see that there was no platform. And that's what drove me to start this business and connect people all over the world and give them a place to just express themselves and help others who are in the same position who don't have an outlet. You have countries like China who, when they can't even voice themselves online, but they can read, right? And if they find a way to read it, then you've helped even one person, right? So I think that's why it's very important to have something like the Hijab Forum platform to give everybody a voice. And then the fact that we run on just free marketing and free exposure for people is what makes us feel like, okay, we are not out to get you. We're just literally here to help you. But if you come and if you bring more people to us, then we will help more people. And that's how we're running it right now. And it's been doing great, surprisingly, alhamdulillah, for something that we started 2 years ago and we took a break because we didn't know how to enhance it. Alhamdulillah, it's doing better than I thought, for sure.
Alhamdulillah. So right now, the way that you're monetizing the business is actually through this business forum, in that sense?
Yeah, so we use traffic is what I'm doing. So I have like ads running. I don't know if you've seen the website. We revamped it now, so I have to replace most of the ads on the website. But we are using Amazon, and we have a lot of connections with a few people with affiliates. And even just banners. To give people, other companies who want exposure, they'll find us and they'll give us a price and we'll say, okay, we'll put you on here for a couple of days. And then you can, because if we share the same audience, then why not, you know, use a platform that's being used already. And especially with the podcast being launched now, we are giving more people different ways to connect with us without having to log in on a computer. Nobody really wants to use a computer anymore. Everything's on your phone. And then now people are driving and then reading. So when I heard podcasting was another way that was a free outlet, I said, why not connect with people? And I love podcasts. I'm a podcast junkie. So same thing you do in the mornings. I listen to so many random things. I literally itch when I have nothing else to listen to. I'm like, what can I listen to right now? So when I found your podcast and you told me about it, I'm like, I listened to it all in a day. I binged it. I'm guilty.
Thank you so much.
Mashallah, it was so helpful. I wrote down notes. I literally, even the one that your 5 ways of failure really helped me even like open my eyes and say, oh my God, I wish I didn't give up on that business idea. And even when you did the, you said you did the stationery. I was recently actually looking into stationery to get myself a personalized planner, and I couldn't find one. Yeah. And I didn't know that it even actually existed. So thank you for that. I will probably look into it again. I mean, it's March now next week, so I don't know. A little too late to get a personalized planner, but maybe it's not too late, right? You never know.
Yeah. I'm trying to put the business back into business. So I'm working on it, and I'll be happy to send you one as a freebie. So definitely we'll be able to do that for you.
Thank you so much. Oh, that's amazing. No, I love planners and I love being organized. I hate having like something not filled in knowing I need to write it down, and it will bother me until I write it down. So thank you. It's something that I probably would use every day. Definitely.
Okay, I wish you all the best. Inshallah, everything will go on smoothly for Hijab Forum. Just let me know when's the next time I can interview you. I'll be happy to have you on my show as well.
Thank you so much, Huda. And I hope you have a great rest of the day. I know it's only 12:48 for you. It is 9:48 for me. So I'm going to go to bed.
Thanks for spending the evening with me.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me as well. Inshallah, we will talk soon.
All right. Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum salam. Just because the episode is over doesn't mean you can't continue discussing the topic. We've created a forum that's easy to use right on our website. Also, if you sign up for our mailing list, you will have access to our monthly giveaways. The website is www.hijabforum.com. Once again, it's HIJABFORUM.com. If you liked what you heard today, please rate and review our show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you're listening. We'll see you next Monday on the next episode of the Hijab Forum podcast.